You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Noelle Quinn, and you're listening to Dishing and Swishing on WSTR Radio.
Now, Phoenix to me is very interesting. When I saw that we played them two games straight, and I was very, very, very impressed in that two-game stretch that I saw them play. I thought they came together. They have good depth. I think adding Braxton to their lineup has given them the ability for half-court post-play that they it may not have been a feature of theirs. They have an incredible ability to score. I think the loss of Pondexter and the addition of Candace Dupree, they have kind of adjusted. And Dupree is having, I think, maybe her best year as a pro. Taurasi, obviously, is an almost impossible guard at times for a team trying to deal with her. Then they have been very inconsistent to me. They have played basketball to me that rivaled Seattle, but they have also not been able to sustain that. You know, I think they've been unpredictable as to where they go. Their ceiling is very high, and it'll be interesting to see where it goes. They have the potential to play as good a basketball probably as anybody in the West. I thought when they played in that two-game series, they were playing at an extremely high level, but obviously they lost four games after that, and so them staying at that level has not been a consistent factor.
This is David Siegel, the host of the Dishin' and Swishin', the World of Women's Hoops radio show. You can find us each and every Wednesday on www.strradio.com. Thanks for following us here on Swish Appeal.